Voter cards are in the mail this week, but you don't have to have a card to vote either in the advance polls February 20, 21 or 22 or at your polling station on Election Day February 27, says an Elections Ontario official. Everyone voting in advance polls or on Election Day is encouraged to check the location of their poll before they go to vote by entering their postal code in Voter Information Service on elections.on.ca, by downloading the Elections Ontario app or by consulting their voter information card which is being mailed this week to all registered voters, said Laura Silvis, team lead, Media Relations for Elections Ontario. The Elections Ontario app is essentially an electronic voter information card, she explained. In it you can put your information in, and you can have a digital voter information card right there in your app. You can pull it up on the screen, people can scan it. It will also show your district, candidates and where and how to vote, said Silvis. Voting isn't a difficult process, said Silvis. The bottom line with the election is if you are a citizen, you are 18 or over and you are a resident of Ontario, show up with a couple of pieces of ID and you can vote. It doesn't matter if you have the card, she said. Voters do have to go to their designated polling station. That polling station can be found through the voter card, through elections.on.ca, Elections Ontario website and through the Elections Ontario app. If you are not registered to vote, you can still vote by bringing identification, such as a driver's license, showing your name and address to officials at the polling site. There are multiple advance polling stations in our riding. Advance polls are open February 20 to 22 from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Advance polling stations in Simcoe Gray, Alliston, the 54 Plus Seniors Center, 7300 Industrial Quay, Tottenham, the Tottenham Community Fitness Center, 139 Queen Street N, Angus, the Angus Recreation Center, 8529 County Road 10, Stainer, the Stainer Arena and Community Center, 269 Regina Street, Collingwood, Atoka House, 27 Harbour Street, Wasaga Beach, the Real Canadian Superstore, 25 45th Street, the Blue Mountains, Beaver Valley Community Centre, 58 Alfred Street, Thornbury. Advance polling stations in Bruce Gray Owen Sound, Flesherton Kinplex, 102 Highland Drive, Meaford and St. Vincent Community Centre, 105 Collingwood Street. More here. Mail-in voting. Until February 21, submit your application to vote by mail by 6 p.m. Apply online or download an application at elections.on.ca. Vote as completed mail-in ballots must be received at Elections Ontario by 6 p.m. on February 27 to be counted. Electoral Office for Simcoe North. The Electoral Office for Simcoe North, which coordinates the local election, is at 210 Memorial Avenue, Orillia, 1-833-505-3412. It is open Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday noon to 5 p.m. It is open for in-person voting until February 26 at 6 p.m. You can use assistive voting technology at your local election office. Anyone needing an election official to come to their home so they can vote needs to contact the office to make arrangements. Hospital voting. From February 17 to 19, election officials are visiting participating hospitals with voting kits. Election Day, February 27. Visit voterinformationservice.elections.on.ca for your assigned voting location. Assistive voting available at your local election office by appointment. For more information about the candidates and issues in Simcoe Gray and Gray Bruce Owen Sound, visit our election page.